This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, Bryn goes to me like 20 seconds ago. He says, "All right, I'm done." I'm like, "What?" He said, "I've come up with Vinny's Odyssey hammer.
Yes, again, okay.
And I'm not, and this is it. You guys,
last attempt. I don't care if you like
it
or not.
You know what, Bryn? I agree. We've wasted far too much time on this. So let's hear
but I want you to be happy. And
he's like,
I
got too much other stuff to do.
I'm not going to do it again, but this is it. And you're going to like it, whether you like it or not.
Great.
You're going to love it. All right, let's go.
Odyssey.
Okay, that's terrible. Thank you for trying.
That was Vinny's voice, too. That was your voice right there.
I heard
Don't
it.
Give me that look, Vinny.
It's a
Don't
no.
shake your head at me.
It's a hard no.
But
hard
you know
no.
what? Do your other stuff. We lost the... Honestly, we lost the whole trash break to that last time. So I want to hear some trash. Let's do this.
Yeah.
That was great. No? Nicole,
no.
What do you think?
Let me hear it one more time.
Let's hear from
Can you play it one more time? But I actually do like it.
All right, here we go.
Odyssey.
I didn't hear the...
I heard it.
What? This is a Thor hammer right there. And then this voice, the Vinny voice right there, layered.
You don't want the hammer to linger. You know?
Yeah, you said that. You guys said you don't want
the
hammer to linger.
Ones.
Thank you, Nicole.
They're in cahoots,
Thank you.
As they say.
For the voice of reason.
I don't know where that came from.
You know
I
what?
Hope
I'm
that
gonna,
wasn't
I'll make my own. And
I don't
then
want
you
to
can,
be canceled.
Yeah. Or you know
bad?
What? I won't. Let's just move on. Let's. I actually. A U D A C Y R A D I O. That's the one.
Cahoots.
I'm just trying to make you guys happy.
Yeah, they're like teamed up against us.
No, I understand. I used a term I'm not sure where it comes from.
Cahoots? Oh, you're looking up cahoots now.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get canceled. Hello, I don't know what that means. Do you?
Right, what if that... No, well...
Well, I know what it means, but I don't know where it came from.
Well, don't tell everyone, because nobody knows.
I'm just checking.
It's obviously going to be some kind of terrible thing.
All right. Well, I
want to know now.
Right now, I appear
cahoots,
to be...
Cahoots, origin.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. One Research theory Department. Supported by the Oxford English Dictionary traces the term to a different French root, cahoot, meaning cabin or temporary hut.
We're all in the temporary hut together?
I guess.
Hmm.
I don't know. I want to stop. I'll stop saying that word since I don't know what it means.
No.
Trash me.
Cahoots is fine.
I don't know that. And you don't know that either.
I do. You just told me. It comes from all being in the same cabin together, which I think is fine. I don't know. I mean, were we trapped there? Were there, like, you know, angry people with pitchforks and torches outside?
My research says working together or making plans together in secret.
Oh, well, that's
Teamwork.
Exactly what you two are up to.
Yeah,
so
the two
I
of
did,
you. In
I
cahoots.
Nailed it. All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Well, not in secret. We're doing this in public. So.
No, you Life. Have a secret. You have a secret bond to support each other,
no,
despite
like
your real feelings.
Sarah and Nicole usually are in cahoots.
Well, we Nicole are in cahoots. I'm going to admit
Finally,
it right
we
now.
We are on one thing this time.
I'll tell you
Normally,
who's really
she's
in
a
cahoots.
Lying liar who lies, but
all,
in
yeah,
case.
All the time.
Who's really in cahoots is investigators in Tiger Woods. Hold on.
Oh,
nice.
That's right.
Good segue.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by National Burrito Day.
Burritos.
Well, who doesn't love a burrito?
Nicole's always eating burritos. Every time I talk to her,
I had that for dinner last night.
I swear to God, she always grabs a burrito.
I had that for dinner
last
night.
It's so easy. Grab a burrito.
Probably going to have one for lunch today. I'm going to be honest.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah.
John made these fish and shrimp burritos the other night.
Oh, God. Please do trash.
No, just relax. Can you relax and eat some food with us, please? Can you just enjoy food?
shrimp burritos? That sounds delicious.
He made this like special sauce and like I loaded it with rice and cilantro and cabbage. Oh my God, so good.
Sometimes I like to get my burritos wet, which means like you put like the enchilada sauce on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you got to do fork and knife them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the downfall.
Oh, yeah. And then what do? You get your burrito all wet, and then what happens?
Dip it in the sour cream.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's too messy to hold, you know?
Right.
Nice and creamy sour cream on top of the wet burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm starving right now.
National Burrito Day. Make sure you get your hands on your favorite burrito, whether it's a super burrito, stuffed to the gills, or just a plain bean and cheese. You know, whatever you like, you can put it in a burrito. Don't call it a wrap. Mexicans get mad at you. Right, Nick?
Yeah, don't call it a wrap. Come on.
Well, it's not a wrap.
When there's just salad in it, is that a wrap?
Yeah, but you can just call that a vegetarian burrito.
Okay.
Like,
now, see, I told you, Mexicans get mad. There she goes. Investigators know what caused Tiger Woods' car crash. And they know. They figured it out. The LA County Sheriff says, yes, we know what caused the crash. And then everyone went, okay, well, what? And they said, we're not going to reveal what it is due to privacy issues. Which, I'm sorry, but that seems like favoritism toward a celebrity. We get all the info on everything. And not on this? I guess maybe you only get it if they file criminal charges or something.
You know, I don't know what that means, but I'll tell you what I don't like is if they say, we're not going to tell you, and then they hand it behind their back to a reporter who can break the news without saying that they did it. Like, that's just shady. Just say, you know, I mean, this is a person who had a major international news car accident. If the dude was on Ambien, you shouldn't be covering up for him.
Right. Do we hide when someone has a DUI? I don't know. I agree with you. The LA County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, said a cause has been determined and the investigation has concluded. He said, we've reached out to Tiger's people to see if they'll permit the release of the results.
So no criminal charges will be...
That's the only reason I can think of that they would be able to not tell us what happened. Maybe if something criminal, if a charge has been filed, then it's in public record and that's that. And if otherwise, we just have to satisfy ourselves with he didn't do anything wrong. Tiger once named his yacht Privacy. Mm-hmm. So my guess is going to be his people will say, no, you can't release the results of the... So then we'll have to get it through some shady... Someone who's in cahoots with a newspaper guy is going to have to leak those. So the chances are they'll keep it under wraps. And the sheriff is facing backlash from people who are saying this is preferential treatment because he's a celebrity. But maybe when a wreck is caused by something that no one's getting charged for, they don't have to say. I don't really know.
But it's
annoying. Because
I've been
waiting to find out.
It's a single car accident where the only person hurt was the driver. So
right.
Luckily,
that's what it was.
That's the case.
Right.
All right.
So who knows? There you go. They're all in cahoots.
Well, they know, actually.
Yes, they do know. But nobody outside of them knows. Yet. Not yet. When I watch Bosch, I say, boy, those newspaper people, they're hungry. They'll trade stump and a story down for the lead on the next one. PETA. They have animals' best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. I do believe that they are an organization that cares about animals. I get that sometimes we don't love how they squirt ketchup on people or, you know, what. But I do believe that they care. And I don't think they're totally wrong on this. Look, I don't have a dog. And if I did have a dog, I wouldn't dye it or dress it up or give it a funny haircut. I just, you know. I don't know. I guess I'm just not that into it. You know, I might tie a bandana around its neck and toss it a ball.
I was just about to say that. That's what we do for our dog. Like when we take him to the groomers, they put a bandana or they put like a bow tie on his collar.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
That's it. That's good enough. We don't need everything else. No accessories.
Yeah, I don't need to carve wings into the sides of my poodle and dye them blue. Like, I mean,
we don't need to paint the nails. Like, we don't need to do that.
The trippy thing I believe to be the case here is that the people who have and take time to dress and decorate their pets obviously love their pets. They spend time with their pets. They love their pets. They
spending way extra money, right?
You know, they think they're being a good pet owner, and you know, they just need to be brought along to understand why this isn't right. And I'm sure they'll be down with it because they clearly love their pets. It seems like to me.
Well, in this case, they could win $100,000 for tarting up their pet.
What?
You know, turning their dog into, you know, a Jessica Rabbit style.
Wait a minute. So PETA's doing a contest?
No, PETA is coming out, down on the right side of this. Look, I love Rebel Wilson. I think she's great, but she's hosting a dog competition.
Oh,
that is
okay.
Called Pooch Perfect. It debuted on Tuesday night. It is already, of course, on PETA's radar. I actually don't know how we didn't hear about this beforehand. It's funny because I follow her on Instagram. I guess I just don't read her captions because I didn't know anything about this show coming out. I have no idea. I don't know if this was filmed during the pandemic. I don't know when they. Here it is. It's one of those. It's like Project Runway. They're given an assignment. They have their dog. They have an hour to do, or however long to do whatever they're going to do to it. And these are expert dog groomers or possibly just pet owners. I'm not sure whose dogs they're doing this on. It seems like once you've dyed a dog, you'd have to wait for that to grow out before they could be redone. So maybe they're just getting handed someone's dog. Someone's willing to let them tart the thing up. PETA says, dogs are smart, loyal individuals. They're not here for human amusement. Or amusement. And unfortunately, shows like Pooch Perfect can encourage people to restrain their dog and reach for the dye, even though doing so runs the risk of causing an allergic reaction that could even be fatal, in addition to stressing the animal. There were lots of angry tweets about the show once it came out, including one that said, "You can't convince me dogs like being poked, cut, bejeweled, and dressed up like this." There's one thing in there where they can you show the one where they carved wings into the side of the dog? Like, they are just carving the fur and putting different colors off. That one's bright purple. Anyway, wherever you come down on this. Oh, look, they turned one into Pepe Le Pew.
Well, look,
$100,000 for they're pitted against each other.
I'm with PETA. I don't like it. I want to believe all these people love their animals and they're trying, you know, to show that love in their own misguided way, but I don't like it.
Oh boy. That one looks that one just looks dumb.
This is TV show. These guys all have stations set up and they're doing these elaborate decorations right there in the studio on camera.
And there's dancing dogs people in dog outfits dancing with. This is a crazy looking show.
Yeah.
Anyway, PETA doesn't like it. Surprise. So I don't see what channel it's on.
ABC.
Thank you. So it debuted on Tuesday night.
It's a network TV show. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fully. There's the $100,000 that everybody can win.
They didn't think that through, did they?
Rebel Wilson's new dog grooming show is definitely raising some eyebrows.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, how did this get
through? It's April Fool's. Is this real?
No, I saw this yesterday, actually.
Oh, all right.
That is a good question, though.
I don't know how this got through to air, because I would automatically think, no, we're going to get backlash for that.
Right. Oh, no, there's no. As soon as I saw the headline, I went, of course they're
mad
about
it. This might be an elaborate gag.
This might be an elaborate gag.
Yeah.
Well, someone on the show is bound to fall for one tonight.
Although, I'll
Rebel
tell
Wilson
you something.
Looks good, though.
She does.
Transformations is what they keep putting on the screen.
Transformation. Adorable.
The transformation is Rebel. She changed
looks good.
Entirely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's half of herself.
She looks great. That's what I see on her Instagram all the time is her, you know, just all sweaty after a workout and like, yes, I'm doing this. There's the wing on the dog.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Some kind of like Pegasus looking dog. The poor thing. Look at him. His tail's between his legs. He does not look happy. That's a bummed out dog right there.
Right.
Anyway, we don't like it. PETA doesn't like it. Good luck to it. Chet Hayes. Isn't that his name?
You're talking about Tom Hanks' kid?
Tom Hanks' kid, Chet Hanks.
Yes.
Is it Chet Hayes or is it like, you know, Cash Hayes or something?
No, it's Chet Hayes.
Okay.
It's Chet.
He's got a girlfriend. Well, she's his ex-girlfriend now. Her name's Kiana Parker. And he ends up with a head wound at the end of this video. So he's yelling at her about, I'm not even sure what the fight's about. There's other people around. It's just in one of these big mansions and there's just people everywhere and they're all yelling things. And he's got a video. He's got his camera phone. He's filming her. And then she comes out. She's got a pot in her hand, like a pot that you'd put on your stove with beans in it, a saucepan. And she appears to bonk him with it. And then the camera goes black. And then when it comes back on, he's got like a head wound, but he's saying that she knifed him. And
Whoa.
He's running around his house and she's all yelling back at him. I didn't.
It's a mess.
It's an absolute mess. Like, this guy needs to not post things. There you go. There's a shot. There's the girlfriend on the right and she's got the pot in her hand. And what looks like, I don't know, a Big Bird costume. I'm not sure what's going on there. And then he's got blood running down his face. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, is this like a desperate grab for attention? Or is this, he's a man who's being abused? I'm not sure.
He seems to be troubled. Everything I see of him, it seems like he's the Hank boy that isn't ever moving out.
Right.
Like he's, or maybe they've.
Maybe they bought him the McMansion. Get out. Here, yeah. Go have a life there. Don't worry, you're fine. We got your bills. Just have them forwarded to us. It's fine.
Try to stay out of trouble.
Just go make your music thing happen.
Use your other last name. Thanks.
He was mentioning that Hayes. She was trying to steal some money from him.
She says I was trying to steal money from him?
No, he said she was trying to steal money. That's what happened. That's why they were arguing.
That's a solid relationship there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kiana Parker is her name. Chet Hayes and Kiana Parker. We didn't even know you. Now you're broken up. Moving on to what I think is really good news. Did you see Knives Out?
I did.
I did too. It was really good.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Ana de Armas in it. She's great. She's the main character in that one. I should say she's the person who's being accused of stuff, and they unravel the mystery. But the detective in it is Daniel Craig, and he has this weird accent and
yeah,
but he's good. He's clearly like a Sherlock Holmes type. He sits and listens and watches and figures out exactly what the hell happened. They're gonna make a couple more of these movies with him. With him as this detective.
It's a okay. So
I believe it'll be different stories. I don't see her name, Anna's name.
No, that's
mentioned.
The way they need to do it,
right?
For sure. Like, just turn that into just the. Whodunit thing.
Yep. A really fun whodunit series of movies. Netflix has shelled out $450 million for the rights to the next two Knives Out sequels. So if you like Knives Out, I don't see when they're coming. Let's see. I only see that they have moved forward with Knives Out 2. And Netflix has said, we will give you $450 million for exclusive rights to both those movies.
Oh.
So, nice to know that their expenses will be covered.
Wow.
I know, right? So, Netflix it is. It is becoming much easier to get good shows on your TV. Last night, I watched Godzilla vs. Kong. Same day it was in theaters. Press play on a service that I pay for, HBO Max. I like it. I'm down, and I want to see more Knives Out on my Netflix. And it looks like that's the way it's happening. Do you remember a couple, maybe 2 months ago, there were some shots of Post Malone on a set where he was playing a bad guy?
Yes.
Well, that movie, the trailer is out. It's called Wrath of Man, and he is in the trailer, right? You do get a glimpse of him?
Yes, you do.
I'm not sure how big or small his part is in this movie, and maybe it's tiny, and they just threw him in the trailer because everyone knows he's in a movie and this is the one. Jason Statham can never say his name. He is the star of this. We put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And so you can see him in it. Director Guy Ritchie. Looks like a heisty type movie. And let's see.
There he is right there.
Oh.
He's one of the robbers.
I see. Oh. He's wearing a checked shirt.
Oh, dear. Was that him that fell due to gunfire?
Oh, so maybe they just spoiled it.
Oh, dear.
Post Malone gets it in the first scene.
Well.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Oh,
dear.
Oh,
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 yeah. Oh boy. He's getting a follow-up
right in the face.
To the face.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So this is Jason Statham.
You're a Post Malone fan. You may not want to see this.
Yeah, you're going to be sad. But you can watch him do some acting. Looks solid.
Jason, yeah, it looks fun.
Jason plays a mysterious new hire for a cash truck protection service. And then one of the trucks he's guarding gets hit by would-be robbers. And his character does, in fact, kill everyone. Spoiler alert.
Well, hello. It's a Statham picture. I mean, I'm sure they thought, you know, wouldn't it be neat if Posty, you know, puts up a good fight? And Statham probably said, absolutely not. It's my film. He goes down.
He goes down hard. And fast. Mm-hmm. And with finality.
Right.
So anyway, it's called Man of Wrath. And we put the trailer up. So if you like Post Malone or you love some Jason Statham, there you go. It's available for you. All right. I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Baseball's back and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.